It's time now for Minnesota Reads. We're speaking this morning with Minnie Mejia, who's the author of a book called Everything You Want Me to Be, published by Emily Bessler Books. Good morning. How are you doing, Mindy?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Sure thing. So this novel, it's a psychological thriller about a young woman who is basically on a journey, kind of a madcap, but weird and strange tale of this young girl who starts out running away from home. But the book is not just told from her perspective. And that's one of the first things that struck me about it was not only that every chapter was from somebody else's perspective, several characters in the, from their point of view, their eyes, but also that the timeline is shifting back and forth. Mm-hmm. It's a very interesting narrative approach. What drew you to make the book that way?
Well, this is the story of Hattie's murder, the high school girl's murder, and I knew it was her story, but I also knew that we were solving her murder. It's about the murder investigation, so she wasn't able to tell the whole story. So we get Hattie's point of view in the roughly 6 months leading up to her death. Then we have Sheriff Del Goodman's point of view in the murder investigation that ensues. And then there's a third point of view character that came into the central action of the book and really earned his place to tell the story as well, and that's Peter Lund, who's the new English teacher in town.
She runs away, and as the story unfolds, you discover many more things about her. She had this online relationship, and I would hate to think that this is just a cautionary tale about the dangers of, of young teens getting involved in online relationships, but that's certainly one of the modern perils in our world, and that was an interesting choice. So the fact that there are different perspectives and also just the choices of hers aren't very clear even at the beginning. Even when you're looking at it from her eyes, you suddenly realize all of the things that have been going on around it, the way that that unfolds is very cool. What inspired you to write this kind of a story?
This story was actually inspired by a long time ago. The germ of it started by when I was spending summers at my grandparents' farm in southern Minnesota. And every summer I get to spend 1 week on grandma's farm. It was my favorite week of the year. And one year I was probably about 8 years old, and we were driving back to the farm one day, and she just pointed very casually at this field on the way back to her place and said, "Oh, that's the field where one winter two men stumbled out in a snowstorm and one of them killed the other." And I was shocked. You know, I was appalled in the first place that murder happened. I was very young, and that it could happen so close to my grandparents' farm, which was this small community. Everybody knew each other. It felt like the safest place in the world. And so I became very interested in how that type of, you know, horrific event can change and shape the tapestry of that type of rural community.
The misdirected Dorothy Sayers, well, she was an author of many different types of books, but certainly her Lord Peter Wimsey mysteries from back in the 20s and 30s are very well known. Her main character, Lord Peter Wimsey, said once, a thing that always stuck with me was, "Be careful when you stir up the muck in the pond with a stick. You'll be surprised at the stink that rises to the surface," or something like that. I'm paraphrasing. But,
right.
But, you know, if you're trying to find the murderer, the more you dig into people's lives, the more other things that come along that you kind of wish you hadn't known about.
Yeah,
so just the
exactly.
Way that the characters, we all have secrets, and there are ways that they come out in ways you don't expect.
We do, yeah. We all have kind of a role that we play, you know, or several roles that we play in our lives, whether it's for work or for home, and we just do the best we can, and we present a face. Whether or not it's our true face is something that interests me, and that's what I was really digging into in Hattie's character specifically, and the fact that she is a very natural actress and kind of becomes all things to all people, and I was trying to understand, you know, who she was as a person underneath all that. And, you know, as a teenager, she's obviously struggling to figure that out as well. And so that's one of the central forces that drives the book and really propels her to her death.
You have written a few other books as well. Are you working on a new project now that this one has come out this year?
Yes, I am, actually. And the new book is set in Duluth and the Boundary Waters as well. So I'm very excited. I'm actually going to be up this weekend to talk about Everything You Want Me to Be at the bookstore at Fickers at noon this Saturday. And so I'm excited to be able to be in town and do a little bit more research for the new book.
Well, Mindy, thanks so much for talking with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Mindy Mejia, the author of Everything You Want Me to Be, a novel. Published this year by Emily Bessler Books. Minnesota Reads is produced by KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.